Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The glitterati are picking out the clothes they'll be wearing on the red carpet as the votes come in. Yes, it's Oscar time, where all of Hollywood's finest arrive to be toasted or ghosted. They go home with a shiny statuette or slink away ignored. So, for our annual discussion of probable winners and losers on this year's awards ceremony, I'm very pleased to have with me once again Jeff Harris, former photo editor of Maclean's award-winning professional photographer and cinephile, to talk about this year's Oscars. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Daniel.
Thanks once again for coming in.
Great to be here.
Okay, let's start by going over the 10 nominees for Best Picture.
F1 is a movie about Formula One racing. It stars Brad Pitt, where he returns to racing after a 30-year absence to try to save his teammates from their team collapsing.
Begonia is a dark comedy about a pair of ne'er-do-wells, deranged beekeepers who kidnap a CEO with the goal of saving the planet. It's directed by Yorgos Lanthimos and stars Jesse Plemons and Emma Stone.
Frankenstein is based on the 1818 novel by Mary Shelley. It follows the life of an egotistical scientist and his experiments in creating new life, which results in dangerous consequences.
One Battle After Another is a dark comedy action movie about a member of a radical revolutionary group dedicated to migrant rights, one of whose members is suddenly reactivated after spending a decade in a cannabis-infused haze. It's written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, based on the novel by Thomas Pynchon, and stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Tiana Taylor, Chase Infinity, and Benicio del Toro.
Hamnet explores the not-so-well-known drama of William Shakespeare's family life with wife Anne Hathaway, and specifically the death of their 11-year-old son, Hamnet.
The Secret Agent is an action thriller about a prof who flees Sao Paulo undercover to avoid being murdered for his politics during Brazil's military dictatorship. And that one's directed by Kleber Mendonça Filho and stars Wagner Moura in multiple roles.
Marty Supreme is set in the 1950s, loosely based on table tennis player Marty Reisman, and it follows his quest to become the world champion at ping pong.
Sinners is a supernatural musical set in the Deep South during the Depression about a group of friends who wants to open a black juke joint, even while confronting vampires and the KKK. It's written and directed by Ryan Coogler. It stars Michael B. Jordan, Delroy Lindo, and Wumi Mosaku.
Sentimental Value is a Norwegian film by Joachim Trier. It follows sisters in a reunion with their estranged father, a filmmaker played by Stellan Skarsgård. He returns to the family house to make a film where his mother had committed suicide.
Train Dreams is an historical drama about an introverted lumberjack building a log cabin for his wife in the early 20th century. It's directed by Clint Bentley and stars Joel Edgerton and Felicity Jones. Now let's go on for the actors in a leading role. The nominees are Timothée Chalamet in for Marty Supreme, Leonardo DiCaprio, One Battle After Another, Ethan Hawke for Blue Moon, Michael B. Jordan for Sinners, and Wagner Moura for The Secret Agent. So what do you think about those?
All right, well, we've got Ethan Hawke, who plays Lorenzo Hart. He's 5 feet tall and balding. This is kind of a bit of Oscar baity to me. Like, it's stunt casting, and there seems to be a bit of buzz behind him, but I actually think Leonardo DiCaprio will get it for One Battle After Another. It's not a remarkable job he does, but he really holds the film together. I wouldn't be surprised if he got it.
Interesting. This is a tough one, since they really are five very good performances. I think Michael B. Jordan is going to win it. They like doing things like, because he plays two roles, which I find they're identical twins and very similar. They just change hats, but he is very good in the role. So I think he will win, but Wagner Moura, the movie star from Brazil, should win. And he also plays multiple roles. But I'm very unsure about this one.
All right, so best actor in a supporting role. We got Benicio del Toro from One Battle After Another, Jacob Elordi in Frankenstein, Delroy Lindo in Sinners, Sean Penn in One Battle After Another, and Stellan Skarsgård for Sentimental Value.
I think Sean Penn gave the best single performance, as you said, as a hard-ass military officer in One Battle After Another. I think he should win and will win. Okay, actress in a leading role. The nominees are Jessie Buckley for Hamnet, Rose Byrne for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, Kate Hudson for Song Sung Blue, Renata Reinsve for Sentimental Value, and Emma Stone for Bugonia. Okay, so again, five great performances, but I think this is a hands-down win for Jessie Buckley, specifically for the last half hour of Hamnet, in which she manages to elicit a bucket of tears without barely speaking a line. If that part didn't make you cry, you must be a robot or made of wood. I don't know. She should win and will win. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. She's mesmerizing. It's totally eye-opening about, you know, grief and family. What did you think of Rose Byrne, by the way?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But it was so... To me, that's one of these movies that come out around Oscar time where it's a showcase for one actor or actress, and they get basically, it's almost like a one-woman show. It's about a woman with neuroses because she's not postpartum depression, it's just she doesn't like her daughter.
Right.
Right? And the whole movie is shown in extreme close-up where you never even get to see the kid till the very, you wonder if she even has a daughter until the very end. A wonderful performance, but the movie itself was all about her or all about her character. It's good. It's low budget. It's a great performance, but I don't think she'll win.
Right. So we've got best actress in a supporting role, Elle Fanning in Sentimental Value, Inga Lilias in Sentimental Value, Amy Madigan in Weapons, Wunmi Mosaku in Sinners, and Tiana Taylor in One Battle After Another. What did you think?
So I don't know for sure about this one. Again, I've seen them all, but Amy Madigan as the villain in Weapons, she left the deepest impression on my brain. They were all good, but that was the one is like, oh my God, she is so evil. So I think she should win, but maybe Tiana Taylor will win? I'm not sure.
Amy Madigan, to me, it would be like giving Freddy Krueger an award, you know? But she is as iconic as, definitely we're going to see a lot of her probably in sequels.
As that role?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know, but that was a totally original creation. She's the one who did it.
Deranged grandmother with fiery red hair and giant eyeglasses.
Yeah. Okay, the international feature film nominees are from Brazil, The Secret Agent, from France, an Iranian movie, It Was Just an Accident, from Norway, Sentimental Value, Spain's Surat, and Tunisia's The Voice of Hind Rajab. So we've already spoken about Sentimental Value and The Secret Agent, or we at least described it already. There's a pretty big crossover between foreign films and Best Picture, but let's talk about the other three. It Was Just an Accident is a powerful dark comedy about a group of people in Iran who kidnap a guy they've never seen before, but they're all convinced he is a sadistic government agent who tortured all of them as political prisoners. And this one's written and directed by Jafar Panahi. And Surat is about an ordinary guy from Spain who, with his young son, joins a caravan of freaks and ravers as they drive into the Sahara Desert in the middle of a war while searching for his daughter. And the only one of the five that I haven't seen yet is The Voice of Hind Rajab. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
It's from Tunisia, so I can't really give an opinion to it, but I did see the director, Kauthar Ben Hania's previous film, The Amazing Four Daughters. Did you see that documentary? Really, really fantastic filmmaking. Wow. And that was a sort of a scripted documentary, very unusual film. So I think whatever she's going to do is going to be worth watching. So out of these five, Surratt is my favorite, but they're all fantastic. I wish Surratt would win, but I think Joaquin Trier's sentimental value will win.
Yeah, exactly.
Because whenever they have something in the best picture, it'll win in best foreign film. But so is The Secret Agent. That's also in both categories. So I'm sort of guessing. And also Panahi's film is also great. About the accident is, and it's about Iran, which right now is being bombed. So depending on when the votes cut off, that could have a major influence in the final decision.
I think sentimental value has way too much momentum behind it for, it was just an accident to catch up to it. I agree. Surratt was probably one of the craziest road movies I've ever seen in my life. So many twists and turns, heart stopping. I absolutely love that film.
Except it's not the kind of thing that the Oscars like.
No, it's...
yeah, it's too shocking. How about the Best Director nominees?
Okay, we've got Chloe Zhao for Hamnet, Josh Safdie for Marty Supreme, Paul Thomas Anderson for One Battle After Another, Joachim Trier for Sentimental Value, and Ryan Coogler for Sinners.
So what do you think?
I think Chloe Zhao is well positioned. However, she has already won for Nomadland for Best Director. So Paul Thomas Anderson has probably made the best movie of his career. I wouldn't be surprised if he is a contender.
I think Ryan Coogler is going to win this one, which would be very unusual because it's a genre movie about vampires and a musical, but it's a very mixed genre, totally original, and a very skillfully made film. I don't think Chloe Zhao will win because, like, we were both talking about Jesse Buckley's ending of the movie. I think leading up to it is just too slow. Like, not enough going on to make it a best director. I think Safdie did an amazing job with Marty Supreme, but I don't think he'll win. And I don't know. There's One Battle After Another, maybe Sentimental Value, but I have a feeling Sinners will win. And who should win? I don't know. I've been talking with Jeff Harris about the Oscars, which are next week on Sunday night. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com. And to hear the rest of this conversation, just look on my website.